Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Backwater Entrepreneur podcast and show, the podcast that guides your business through the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack, and I'm your host. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a big business, or if you're just a hardworking employee, I will try to give you the tools to improve your business, improve your ideas, mindset, and your life. This is episode number 2, and we need to get this topic out of the way before you continue to listen to this podcast. Basically, what I wanted to do in this episode number 2, so in episode number 1, I told you something about me, something about why I'm doing this podcast. But in episode number 2, I want to talk about you and who are you and why should you listen or why shouldn't you listen to this podcast. So basically, it pisses me off to hear people saying, I want to get rich. I wish I had time to enjoy life more. I wish I had time to do nothing. And I mean, you can, if that's your goal, you just need to do something about that. So basically, I want to tell you a story. So a couple of months ago, or to a year ago, I was sitting with my friend. I knew him from high school, and basically we were friends all through high school and all through the beginning of college, and we lost track. So you know how it goes. So we lost track for a couple of years, almost 10 years. And in the meantime, a lot happened to me, a lot happened to him. We went our separate ways. And basically, he finished college, he finished university, he's now in a good job for most people. And we called each other and we went out for a coffee. And he was unsatisfied. He was unsatisfied with his work, with what he's doing right now, with the pay that he's getting. And he said to me, so I'm not satisfied. I'm thinking about doing something else. And for me, I was a young entrepreneur. I was helping other people. I was doing online business. I want to help you. So let's talk. So what ideas do you have? What do you like to do? So what are you doing right now? So he was teaching, and he was teaching private lessons. Okay, so let's pin it. Let's make you teach over on Skype. Let's do an online. Let's launch a product, something. Let's see if you want to do a service somewhere. So, you know, I'm from IT, so I'm thinking digital immediately. And he was saying, no, you don't understand. So basically, I just wish I had a little bit more money, but the job that I'm having right now is quite okay because I don't have to do much. So, okay, I was saying, so, okay, you want a little bit more money. So enough about my ideas. Tell me what you like, and then we'll spin it into something else. Well, what do I like? Yeah, so what do you like? So what would you like to do, and we'll make it a business? Well, I like to drink coffee and read newspapers, and that's my goal. And I was just thinking, okay, we have nothing else to talk about. That's it. You're dead to me. I can't help you. So if you don't have anything that you would like to do, you don't have anything that you would like to put your strength and effort and time in, we don't have anything else to talk about. If you're not satisfied with your job or your life or any other situation that you're currently in, you need to want to do something about your situation, and you need to want to do work. You need to want to get out, you know, and I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes you have to do your day job while you do your side hustle or side project to get that business going or to get that side going. But you need to want to do that. You need to want to invest the time and the energy in something that will later on bring you something that you love to do in your life. Let me tell you another story. So when I was starting, and I told you last episode that my initial steps were, first of all, I was a freelancer, then I was a remote worker, and then I started to do entrepreneurship. So between the remote working and the entrepreneurship, my decision to become an entrepreneur came in at a time that I was saying, so I need to be myself, I need to be my own boss, but I don't have the funds to do it. So I don't have the capital to run my company for 6 months if nothing else happens. So, but, and you need some kind of capital to say, okay, I'm launching this business, but if I don't get immediately an income, a profit from my clients or prospective clients, then I need to sustain it for a period of time before I quit, you know, or just, I'll just die. So what did I do? I left my current job because it was taking too much time. I was going back to freelance. I found another job within one day, and then I knew how to sell myself, and I'm going to talk to you about that in another episode. I found another job that I held on for 6 months while I was building my own business, and that job just enabled me to have enough to pay my salary while I put everything that I have from the entrepreneurship into the new business. And it took me about 6 to 9 months parallel working between two jobs until I was able to quit the temp job, the freelance job, and focus only on my entrepreneurship job. So basically, but you need to be willing to do that. You need to be willing to sacrifice the time, your personal time, your coffee time, your hobby time, your TV time, your something time to do the side hustle that you want to later on be the full hustle of your life. Everything we have and everything we achieve is a result of our own actions. And so that's applies to everything, our job, our life, our health. You know, I'm not just saying if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to lose weight, and I'm not succeeding in that. So maybe you'll see a change throughout this podcast series, but you need to put in the work. You need to put in the time. If you're not happy about something, you need to do something about it now. I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast Backwater Entrepreneur.